So, as I mentioned yesterday, a bunch of students went up to the military garrison in Nine Dragons, which is a literal translation for Kowloon, which I gave a very detailed and very fascinating 30-second overview on the history of what Kowloon is yesterday. So this mob of students, and see, that's the thing, I don't know much about it. It wasn't reported, the size of it, the direction, where they were coming from, what the landscape is. You're up in Kowloon where there's hills all over the place. It's like driving around Seattle. You know, can't go there. There's a grassy jungle hill with, you know, spiders and lizards. Well, lizards are fine. And snakes inside and scorpions. And then right over here is McDonald's across the street. Totally perfectly safe. But you can't go over that hill. Like that's what it's like over in Kowloon. You typically you're in the city, like, you know, Chicago, you want to go towards the Sears Tower, look up and walk towards the Sears Tower. Okay, you know, that's how you get around. Hong Kong Island, you can kind of sort of do that. The roads like to snake around a little bit, but you've got this central long line that kind of, these main veins that run parallel up and down Hong Kong Island. That's easy. But you get over to Kowloon, it's hilly, it's rocky, it's like being in a river city. I can't just go over there. Nope, river's in the way. Oh, darn it. And then you got train tracks. Oh, no, can't go there. The train goes through. So it's like Kowloon. It's not rivers, it's hills. And so where the garrison is in proportion to everything else, I know about the garrison of Hong Kong Island, but I don't know about what's going on over in Kowloon. I'm kind of thinking about doing some... No, don't tell me I'm lazy for not having done Google research on this. You could Google map research on everything. The thing is, we might not know much about it. It's possible it could get censored from Google, the garrison over in Hong Kong Island, with everything else being hidden from Hong Kong. My goodness, we talk about free press, all these news agencies, and they're not reporting treason in Hong Kong, and all of them do reporting work in China. Hello, can you say smoking gun? That's a reference to evidence for those of you in Reed Rapids. The smoking gun means the smoke's coming out of the gun. Well, someone obviously just shot the gun. So, you didn't see the person shoot, but you saw all of the evidence that could only happen right afterwards. All these news agencies, visas in Hong Kong, China, and they're not talking about treason. Can you say cover up? So, we don't know what's going on. When you read a story about Hong Kong now, with this not being reported, what's going on in Hong Kong? The next thing to get shut down will probably be hashtags on Twitter and Instagram. Watch for Hong Kong protest stuff to go silent on Zuckerberg's Instagram platform. Yeah, watch for that. No, I'm not. I'm telling you, it's not impossible. Zuckerberg's hero in the whole world is Xi Jinping, because that's the one country he can't get into without hacking. Oh my! You remember a few years ago, Xi Jinping the Great was there, and the world leaders, Tim Cook. Oh, the great leader, Xi Jinping the Great. Oh, how nice to see you. You're so brilliant. So nice, since we made you rich by buying our stuff from you instead of making it ourselves. And Zuckerberg is so eager to meet this Xi Jinping guy. He even spoke a little bit of bad accent Chinese, probably better than I could, but not as well pronounced. And I'm like, Zuck, you studied Chinese, but did you study their culture? Xi Jinping is not going to give you the time of day, Zuck, because you're a little baby, because you're not 50 years old. That's how they think. There's no way. It's one thing to learn a language. It's another thing to know the culture behind it. And so, anyhow, stuff is getting shut down in Hong Kong. And we, anymore, remember this. I don't want to be like a broken record, but remember this. If it's a story about Hong Kong, it's incomplete. Because the main agencies of the world that we use in America also, that have visas, well, you might trust it on Fox, not because of politics, but because I don't think Fox does reporting inside China. If it's a news agency that does stories inside China and they're talking about Hong Kong, it's incomplete because they didn't talk about treason. Headline material. I know. You'll probably get some Delphi Technique anchor who might catch this one. Wow, we can't talk about treason. We can't say that's not important. No, there is no reason to argue that treason is not important. It should be at the top of everything. Some idiot's going to try to say otherwise. You watch. See, you know, America's got this. This is why I came over here. In America, I hate to do the blame shifting thing. I want everything to be my fault so that I can do something about it. But, well, I did, I suppose. We in America don't know what's going on in the rest of the world. That's why I came over here, was to understand. I mean, Taiwan was mean to me, but I couldn't be indignant because Taiwan's mean to all their people. I wanted to know what the rest of the world's like. I found out. America's government is incredibly clean and smooth running. You have no idea. Oh, my goodness. As much as we complain about, we have got it really good in America. No, you know, matter what political side of the perspective, come on. Tell you what, black people in America still, I'm a conservative. I'm not part of the race baiting thing, but I've been part of systemic discrimination over here as a foreigner. And I'm telling you, there is something to the whole system. It's in the system. The system is against black people. Like, white people don't get it. It's like there's a little tiny fence between your house and your neighbor's house in the yard there. And your side of the fence is painted red and your neighbor's side of the fence is painted blue. And you look at it and call it a red fence. And he says, no, it's a blue fence. And it's like, because of where you're standing, you can't see it. There is some systemic stuff that gives black people big trouble today. And I've been part of that here in Taiwan. But the trouble black people get is nothing compared to the trouble that every Taiwanese gets from their government every day. In fact, that during the sunflower protests in Taiwan, where they occupied their legislature for 3 weeks, 2014, one of the sayings that came out of that was, I don't need sex, my government Fs me every day. Although they didn't say F, they said something else. And it wasn't fart. Where was I going with this? I learned this. And I understand how disorganized and chaotic other governments of the world are because I've gotten a perspective on it. I've been living outside of America because I want to know what's going on in the world, because America needs to know what's going on in the world. We need people that know what's going on. We don't. We're self-absorbed and we don't know it because we're all surrounded by other people that are self-absorbed. So we need an international perspective. And it doesn't get a lot of people that leave their countries, culture shock for the first time, they get a new culture and they start agreeing with the culture. I don't agree with Asian culture like a lot of Westerners start doing when they get wrapped in it. That ain't happened. I knew a Taiwanese guy who was one of the sunflower students, went to China, and all of a sudden he's a Chi-Com. And I went by that, I mean, you know, he's peddling the propaganda. He's acting like these Chinese students in Australia or wherever on foreign Western campuses. Yeah. Well, China's problem is that America has boats near its coast. Oh, boy, we need to talk about that. Well, anyhow, you've got a group of students that went up to this garrison in Kowloon. And I don't know what they were doing. I don't know what they were doing. Why were they going there? You know what? I've just decided we're going to do a feature Friday. Yep. I'm going to have a fourth episode on Friday and talk about this because I still need to talk about, I need to talk about missiles and I need to talk about where the protests are going to go in Hong Kong. See, you've got these students that are approaching this garrison shining laser lights in, and we're not talking your cute little chase the cat around the room laser pointer. We're talking about the green laser pointers that'll light a cigarette on fire from a mile away type of laser pointers. Like the kinds that are illegal to take on an airplane kind of laser pointers. Where you got to take the batteries out of it and then put it in your checked luggage if you're going to take it on the airplane type of laser pointers. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Or things that are somewhere between that laser pointer and the cat laser pointer. Something like that. So, you know, a lot of them are green. Usually the serious laser pointers are green. So we got this mob of students that's going up to this garrison. The news just says that. They don't report much about it. The soldiers inside the garrison get angry and warn the students to be careful, speaking broken Cantonese because they're not from Hong Kong. They're speaking, their native language is Mandarin because they're from China. So you got these real, genuine Chi-Com soldiers inside this. And I don't say Chi-Com to be derogatory, but you know, 10 years ago you said Chi-Com, you'd get the offended at everything police after you. Now these days, I don't think it's safe for the offended at everything police, even though they like to be offended at everything because they get off on that somehow. But I mean, you know, you say Chi-Com today you say Chinese, you don't say Chi-Com, someone will be mad at you. When I say Chi-Com, I'm talking about the full brainwashed, full all out, you know, full on throttle, peddling propaganda, sold out to Xi Jinping the Great, Chinese communist. Stereotypical. It's real. I've run into them over here. Ugh. Talk. You want to throw up. It's like, where do you get off? It's like, well, you're talking brainwashed. And you when it's someone who hasn't developed their thinking, and then they get around someone who tells them the same idea again and again and again and again and again. Their brain doesn't work and it breaks down and they just start repeating it and then they get mad if you don't agree with everything they're repeating after a few years of this. So it's really sad to see what happens to people that get brainwashed. You get Westerners, they want to go over to Asia, but they haven't thought about their own ideas very well, critical thinking. They get over to Asia and that's why they start converting to these Eastern culture ideas, including Americans that start peddling Chinese propaganda. Well, that's the problem is that the Chinese is that there's 180. Oh, this is a key. This will tell you if someone's been brainwashed by the Chinese. There's 180 U.S. military bases around China. 180. Oh, China has to blow up the whole world and the moon because there's 180 American bases around China. And that's nice and kind and friendly of China to blow up the whole world and fly their flag everywhere and make everybody speak only Chinese and worship Xi Jinping the Great because America has 180 military bases around. Can you say blame shifting? Can you say victim mentality? Can you say criminality? I mean, the thief. Do you know this? The burglar, the thief who breaks into someone else's house and steals stuff, he believes he's morally justified because society stole from him first. Using this is one of China's victim justified criminal burglar type of excuses that America has 180 military bases scattered around. You know, this here and then that there. And then you've got like the five or six that we know of American military bases in on Okinawa and under or however. Well, they better have basements. OK, so, you know, you've got then however many bases are up in Japan. And then we've got, you know, South Korea. And then we've got, Taiwan, if you want to count the Taipei embassy, is that it's, you know, built into a hill. You know, we talked about hills. Taipei is another hill city, like Seattle. You've got, well, the thing about hills is you only come at it from one direction. That's why the war in Vietnam failed. Because, you know, you've got hills. And, you know, yeah, hills are hard to fight on. So, yeah, you Philippines, who knows where. So you've got these military bases all around China, and China's freaked out about it. And they're using that as their excuse to do all these things, you know, kidnapping 1 million, 2 million Uyghurs. And then you've got, you know, 200,000 Uyghurs that are dead from their organs being harvested. There's a report on that somewhere that's floating around out there, that claim. These Chi-Com types, that's what's in the garrison. Peddling that propaganda, totally all-out brainwashed, like Nazi soldiers were. Totally, I mean, the Sound of Music, the young man everyone loves, goes off and becomes a Nazi, and he gets brainwashed. That's what's, there are thousands, about estimated 12,000 of those brainwashed Chi-Com soldiers in Kowloon. And a bunch of students were walking up to them. And that's all that the limited censored press is telling us. Why were they doing that? Why were they doing that? I'm going to talk about and explore that a little bit more tomorrow.